Now, if you'll get your Bibles and turn back to Luke chapter 23. Luke 23. We'll pick up in verse 39. Luke 23, 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed Jesus, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." And Kaufman's comment here is, at first, both criminals reproached Jesus. We get that from Matthew 27:44. And Luke's mention of what one of the two said is not a denial of that. And quite likely, the one referred to here was the more extreme of the two, because as Luke would relate in a moment, the other thief turned to the Lord and received forgiveness. So verse 40. But the other answered, rebuking the first thief, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And Kaufman's comment here, he wrote a couple of paragraphs on this. "This priceless episode, exclusive to Luke, has marvelously enriched the gospel. The penitent thief, despite the fact of having indulged in the mockery against the Messiah at the beginning of the crucifixion, as the day had progressed, became more and more aware of the suffering Savior at his side. And later, when the unrepentant thief started his mocking reproach again, the repentant thief rebuked him, confessing at the same time that the awful punishment he was receiving was exactly what he deserved. One result of the soul's awareness of God's presence is recognition of one's own unworthiness. And upon this premise, it is safe to conclude that the penitent thief had recognized God himself in the person of Jesus the Lord. Such a conclusion appears mandatory in the view of the awful punishment that was being endured, and the thief's confession that he deserved it. Such an evaluation of sin and its consequences is impossible except through an awareness of God's presence. At first, it seems that both robbers reviled Jesus, but one repenting spoke in Jesus' favor. The thief arrived at the conclusion that Jesus was the Messiah and would come into his kingdom despite Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus answered his request by a solemn promise that today they would both be together in that portion of the spiritual realm where those who are accepted of God await the resurrection. Many thoughtlessly make this dying robber the model of deathbed repentance, arguing that others may also receive salvation in this irregular manner. But Jesus had not yet died, and the New Testament or covenant was not sealed. At that time, Jesus could state his terms of salvation to suit the occasion. Moreover, the example of the penitent robber is a difficult one to follow. He professed faith in Christ and his kingdom when there was no other voice in the whole wide world willing to do such a thing. Anyone having such a faith in Christ will not put off his confession until the hour of death. So verse 42. Then this penitent thief said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And Kaufman's comment here is, this is the second of seven times that Jesus spoke from the cross. And about paradise, Kaufman said, in some elements of first century Judaism, paradise described the dwelling place of the righteous souls between death and the resurrection. This is the meaning here. After Jesus rose from the dead, he stated that he had not yet ascended to the Father. Therefore, paradise is not heaven, because heaven is the place is the final abode of the righteous and where God the Father dwells. And paradise is a synonym for Abraham's bosom. And we have gone over this several times through the years to show the difference in paradise and heaven, and paradise and the opposite being Hades or Tartarus. And Hades or Tartarus, or paradise is not part of Hades. Those are different places, and Jesus says it's separated by a gulf, and it's impossible for a soul or the spirit to go from paradise to Hades or Tartarus. But we've gone through that extensively in the past, so we will not repeat that here. So we will end at this place, and Lord willing, we will pick up with verse 44 next week.